being a little late. Mr. Chairman, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Jim. I'm very good, thanks. How about yourself?
All right. Can I assume you have not started with the safety minutes in my absence? Okay. So before we get started, then, how about if we do start with our safety minutes?
Okay. Good morning, everyone. In the event of an emergency, we're going to exit immediately behind me, or we can exit through the front of the building. We'll rally at the building museum across the street. There are fire extinguishers strategically placed throughout the building. There's an AED by the guard booth. There's also bathrooms past the guard booth to the left. Today's safety contact is going to be a two-minute close call video, which has relevance following this committee. We're going to get into the safety committee, and the topic of that is going to be close call reporting. So this is a video that was prepared by myself and Joe Leader, the chief operating officer, at the behest of the union, to try to promote the program to get greater buy-in by employees. So Chris, if you play it.
Today, we would like to talk to you about changing our safety culture here at Washington Metro. It is important that all safety issues and conditions are identified as soon as possible and mitigated for the safety of our customers as well as our fellow employees. To do so, there are a few ways to handle a safety issue or condition. The first is to notify your local supervisor or manager. The second level is to call the safety hotline. And the third is what we're here to talk to you about today, the confidential close call program.
The confidential close call reporting program is three things. It's voluntary, it's non-punitive, and it's confidential. Close calls are both for rail and bus. A close call can be an overspeeding incident, an incident involving a roadway worker protection where there was improper flagging, or a train failing to blow their horn. Those are the types of events that we want you to report to us so that we can address them. When you are involved in a close call incident, you can call the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. They will ask you for your name and some identifying information. In order for the Bureau of Transportation Statistics to use the data in a meaningful way, they're going to have to ask you for your name and a way to contact you. You will be contacted by a subject matter expert from the BTS, and they will collect that information. That information, under no circumstances, is shared with WMATA management. It remains confidential. And the reason it does is we're concerned with fixing the problems, not knowing who's reporting them. I just want to emphasize that the Bureau of Transportation Statistics are completely independent from WMATA. They are not our employees. They do not report to us. They are under contract solely to collect information. That information, when it comes back to WMATA management, is scrubbed of any identifying indicators. And it's strictly so that we can focus on the topic of your call to address it in a permanent and effective manner. That this is an absolutely confidential reporting system. And I understand that there's a real fear among employees of retaliation. I just wanted to reassure you that our goal in the close call system is to collect the information. If anyone were to attempt to retaliate against you or to use this in any other form other than what it's intended for, which is to solve safety problems, they are subject to civil fines and penalties. In no way, shape, or form will we tolerate anyone retaliating or attempting to discipline an employee who's using a close call system.
So if you see a safety issue or a safety condition, please take the necessary action to get it mitigated, whether it's through your local management, through the safety hotline, or our close call program. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Well done. Assuming that's been shared with everybody multiple times?
Yes, it's on our intranet, our webpage, and it's out there.
All right, thank you. So the first item on our agenda is the approval of the agenda. If there are no objections, we'll consider the agenda approved as presented. Are there any of those objections? Okay, thank you. So it's approved. Now the approval of the minutes. We have two sets of minutes to approve this morning. I'd like to move approval of the minutes of the June 22nd Audit Committee public meeting and our executive session on September 14th. I actually need someone to move that since I was absent for the September 14th. Thank you. So can I have a second for the first set of minutes and the second set of minutes? Thank you. Any all in favor? Any opposed? All right. So now on to the committee's business this morning. The Audit and Investigation Committee has the responsibility of reviewing and accepting audit and other reports by the Inspector General's office. The committee has reviewed the following report: the audit of WMATA's control and accountability of firearms and ammunition, and the internal controls over creation of ghost employees. Before we take a vote on that, Jeff, would you please provide the committee with a brief overview of these reports?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity.
Need to be aware of.
First, I'd like to thank the great work of the audit staff, Steve Dingbaum, head of audits. We conducted an audit of the police department, WMATA Police Department's control and accountability of firearms and ammunition. Good news is all of the firearms in our sample were accounted for, but there are improvements needed. Security of firearms and ammunition, segregation of duties, inventory controls over ammunition. While the dollar value of a firearm may not be large, WMATA-owned firearm used in a homicide or other criminal activity would be tragic. I do want to note the OIG is committed to being as transparent as possible. However, you'll note that this firearms audit is heavily redacted. In this instance, we felt protecting law enforcement operations and national security was more important than releasing the full contents of the reports. I'm happy to say that management agreed with all of our recommendations. Regarding the internal controls over creation of ghost employees, we feel WMATA has strong controls in place to prevent the creation of fictitious or ghost employees. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any comments or questions from the committee or other board members? All right. Okay, so now we've accepted the reports and they're posting to the website. Can I have a second to the motion to move? Okay, all in favor? All right, so these reports have now been approved and will be posted to Metro's website. Is there...
I'm sorry?
No, he just summarized both reports. Right, it was just a quick sentence on the other one about
correct,
those employees.
Yes.
Kathy, is that what you were referring to? Okay.
On the ghost employees? No more detail. We did a sample. In our sample, we found there were no ghost employees in our sample, and we think the controls are in place.
All right. So we did vote on that. Those have been approved, opposed to the website. Is there any further business for this committee? Any questions? All right. With that, we will adjourn the audit committee and move to the safety committee.